Parshas Bamidbar, the Mispar Bnei Yisrael, the Mispar Bnei Yisrael is to vise Chavivus of Kol Echad Ve'echad, the Chashivus of Kol Echad Ve'echad. The Sforum explained, there's a concept that Be'emes, someone once asked Rav Yonis and Ibish, it's a guy, he said, you know, Acharei Rabin Lahatois, Roiv of the Umas Ha'olam Anat Yidin, maybe you should go after the Roiv. There are many terutzim to the Nusach of what do you approach to such a kasha. But there's one shot that's what it means, that Klal Yisrael is a Dover Sheva Minyan. Dover Sheva Minyan is like Batul V'roi. And that's a Bezundra Inyan of the Chashivas. The Tor brings down that Parshas Bamidbar this year in Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Nasi actually, but Bederach Klal Parshas Bamidbar is right before Shavuos. The Remez that the Tor brings from the Siddur Rav Amram going is Menu V'Itzru. Count the Mispar of Bnei Yisrael and Bamidbar, and then V'Itzru, then you have Shavuos. First count, and then Itzru. In the Medrash, in the Alkut Shemayni, it says that the Bazundar Chashivas of Klal Yisrael is that they have Yichus. When it's counting them, it's showing their Yichus. It's interesting. What does it mean? The Milo of Yichus. Adrab, the Emes Tesfarim explained that the Torah was given in the Midbar to show that it doesn't make a difference. What the background, where, what, when. It's any matzah you have Torah. But on the other hand, Shtey thought that this Taka of Milo, the Milo of Miyuchus. The Pasuk Minei Bei, it's fascinating. It says, Vayidaber Shem L'Moshe B'Midbar Sinai. Midbar Sinai is a Mokam Shmama, a Midbar, nothing there. And then the next word is, B'Oyhal Moyed. Oyhal Moyed is the Mokam of Ashras HaShechina. That's what is, you see, is the Koyach of Torah. We're coming out to Sinai. In the Koyach of Sinai, of Kabbalah HaTorah, it has the Yecholis to make a Mahapecha from Midbar to Oyhal Moyed. Yes, you start as Dafka because of the anova of a midbar that there's nothing there. But the mapecha of the koyach ha-toyrah, you know, the lashon of the haftoyrah in this week's parsha, it talks about mapecha. It says, ves emek ochoir, which is where ochoin did his raid, lepetach tikva. A total mapecha could happen with the koyach ha-toyrah. And oil moid is the mokam ha-shuras ha-shechina, is the mokam of the yeshivas. You know, we had in the Tosfos in Gittin, Tosfos says that the Maila of maybe get Eretz Yisrael, the Etzem, Achloik is reading Rabbeinu Tam. Some of the Olim already got through that Tosfos. I know some yeshivas, they're still up to that Tosfos, but the Chayra is it. But Tosfos Ashkelon. But Tosfos says that there's a Maila of being close to the yeshivas. I always bring a dogma. I saw a list from the Mir Yeshiva from Poland from the 1920s. It had a list of all the Bachram, like all 110 Bachram in the yeshiva. And it said, the Bochum, most of the Bochum that were from Poland. And then it says, Talmidei Chul. Talmidei Chul included a few from Germany, a few from America, and a few from Eretz Yisrael. That was Talmidei Chul. Because the yeshiva is in Mir, so Eretz Yisrael is Chutz Laaretz. You have to realize the Merkaz is Taka the Torah, the Oyel Moyeg, wherever that is, wherever it is. The Medrash in the Parsha says, Bamidbar Sinai, B'shloisha Dvarim Nitna Torah, B'esh, B'mayim, U'vimidbar. And it brings Pesukim. For each one, Bahar Sinai Oshan Kuloi, and it brings the Pasuk of Bamidbar, and it brings the Pasuk also for Mayim. This forum explained there are various facets and inyonim that are being nirmas over here, but just as a basic nakuda, just to get started the inyon. Eish means to learn with a brand, with a hislavus, that the Torah should be talking with a fire. Mayim, there's many pshatim, but there could be a pshat that it means anova, that Mayim, the Gemara says in time, says, Hailuch mi mokim gavoya le mokim namuch. And Midbar is that a person's mafkir himself totally. Everything is gehefker, that he's totally misbatal himself to Torah. The Sforum explained that Be'emes, these three inyonim, Eish, Mayim, and Midbar, or Afar, on one hand, it could be Be'etzem detrimental. Eish could mean Kas. Mayim could mean Tanugois and Taivis. And Afar could be Atzvus and Atzvus. And the Torah could be Mahapach that you turn the Eish of Kas into Eish of Chedvus Adaraisa. The Mayim, you turn into a Chuka for Torah. And Afar, Faker, you turn it into being, like we said, mafri yourself to his battle to Torah. A little bit more about what it means, Eish. You know, on one hand, it says Nasav and Ishma, and Tosfos asks in Shabbos, Taf Peches, that it says Kof Aleim Har Kegigis. Tosfos asks, why was it Kof Aleim Har Kegigis? Adarabba, there was a mile of Nasav and Ishma, Rabbi Stuper on this Kasha. Tosfos asks the Kasha. Tosfos says, Shema Yachzeru Behem Kishiru Ha'esha Gedoyla. Meaning, Be'emes, there was the mile of Nasav and Ishma, and that sufficed, it would have been that. Nor the reason there was the necessity for Kofle Marka Gigas is because of the Eish HaGadoyla, so the Veld asked, so don't make an Eish, don't make problems. And the answer obviously is no, because on a Eish, Gaitas Nisht, Avada Matan Torah with an Eish. Matan Torah with an Eish HaGadoyla, you could still sue. The name, we spoke other times, Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, has Eish in it. Aleph Shin is in the letters of Yisrael. Take out the Eish, you're left with Reish Yud Lamed, 240, Gematria Molek. Reish Yud Lamed, Gematria Molek. Yisrael on Eish is Asher Karcha Bederech, is Mamish, the Hepech of Eish HaTorah. That the Torah should go into the Ganze Ramachi Vorm, the fathers that should be with his life. I'll say a story. There was this fellow that had a child, 6 months old. He really wanted that his child's first words, as it says in the Gemara in Sukkah, should be Torah Tzivalon HaMoshe. So Kaseida, for months, he was telling him Torah Tzivalon HaMoshe, mantraing it again and again, Torah Tzivalon HaMoshe. And the kid's first word, I'll tell you a spoiler, a few months later, the kid's first word, this guy, he lives. It's the Maisa Shehoya, yeah, he lives. He lives near Machane Yehuda in one of these new buildings. His first kid's words was, Avatiach! That's what he heard from the window, if you go to the Shuk. The sellers that are selling the Avatiach, they said Avatiach with a lot more Hislaivus than he was saying, Torah Tzivalon HaMoshe. What goes with Hislaivus is what's going to get in. It's not Genuk to do it in a power of Eichel. It has to be Taka with a brim. On the other hand, we said the Torah is Nimshel HaMayim. There's a lot of Nakudas in Mayim. There's a famous vart from Rav Menachem Mendel Mivitebsk. He says, Mayim, you put Mayim into a kli. The tzura of the Mayim will be the tzura of the kli. If it's a small little schnapps glass, well, that's the amount of water. If it's a large glass, that's the amount of water. If it's a funny shaped glass, rectangular or just awkward shape, whatever the shape of the kli is, that's the amount and the tzura of the Mayim that's going to be. The Torah is Nimshel HaMayim, but the Torah goes into the kli. The person is a kli. You have to work on the Memches Kinyone Torah to create the tzura of the midos, the measurements of the kli. And kefi, the oimek, and roichev, and tzura, and godless of the kli, that's the amount and the tzura and the yecholos of the mind to go into it. So it's Torah Nimshel HaMayim, of a hakoy lefi, the inyan of the tzura of the kli. Another story we've said many times, I say over that, someone came, Kach Shamati, to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He came to me, he had a kasha that the Medrash says that Klal Yisrael is like Dogim Shebiyam. And just like the Dogim Shebiyam, even though they're surrounded by water, when it rains, they come swimming to the top to get another tipa. That they have a bazundar chuka for Mayim of Torah, even another tipa of Mayim, in spite of the fact that they're surrounded by Mayim. So this fellow said he bought an aquarium with fish, and he sprinkled water from like a hose kind of a thing, and the fish stayed on the bottom. He wants his money back. There's something wrong with the aquarium, something wrong with the fish. Or it was Ashkafa question. I don't know which line he was on. There was different questions being asked. That it doesn't stem. What's with the Medrash? So, for a different time, there's seven trips into this kasha. But what's Negel in Yoneinu is that the Nusach of the Teretz was that if the fish is in an aquarium that's 1 meter by 1 meter, very mitzumtza, mugbal, doesn't have big musagam, he doesn't understand the chashivas. The Medrash is referring to a dog that's in the yam, that he knows that the yam is rechavim in the yam, and it's amoik, and how large and vast and unfathomable the yam is. Ba'oisei mid, he also, mineyu bey, understands the chashivas, even of that extra tipa. I heard once over from Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, there's a famous mashal, the famous mashal of the shual, that he's telling the dogim, the fisherman is being sod, the dogim, so the dogim are in danger. So the fish, the shual comes, he says with a piklus, come out of the water. Yeah, he has a plan. Yeah, he needs lunch. But he says, come out of the water and you'll be with me. Why be in the sakana? So the fish about to answer him here. It's a suffix sakana. You're taking us to a worse situation. But he says, what was the chal d'havmin? What? He's telling them he's taking them out. What is it? Lishitasing. What is he? So he said, no, he was telling them, I'll put you in like in an aquarium. I'll give you, come out of the yam, come out of the thing, but I'll put you in, I'll, not, he's not telling him he's going to eat them for lunch. He says, I'll put you in a aquarium, but that's the mistake. No, he said, you have to blive in the yam shall Torah to realize how vast and gevaldik Torah is. But on the other hand, every tipa, you have to chap that every tipa is taka choshev. There's a Marit Gevard I heard over from Rav David Pavarsky, as that's all he said, Toivli Torah spichem alfi zov akesef. Rabbi Yosef ben Kispa says, ain't any dor ala b'makom Torah, even if you give me alfi din rei zov akesef. But what's the pshat Toivli Torah spichem? He says, people have a misconception. They think that Torah is more yakar than kesef and zov and all that. The pshat is, if a person has two choices, either he could be a gvir and have nechosim alfi zov kesef, but he's going to be a grob amaretz. Or the other option is that he could be a talmud chacham, but to be an oni. So to weigh that out, toivli Torah spichem. He says that's not the pshat. Tarvayu talmud chacham. Idi talmud chacham. But one is a talmud chacham that knows kimat kol ha'teru kula sefri sefrom achilta rash everything. But he's missing one. There's one rambam he doesn't know. Le'umas a different talmud chacham. But that one is a big gvir. And the umas, the other one, is an ani marad, but he knows all the Torah that the other one knows. Plus he knows that knetch in the Rambam. That knetch. Toivu Torah spichem alviz alvikesef. Toivu Torah spichem af a brekel from Torah. Af a tipa. Not on the yam. That the yam of Torah is bigger than Toivu Torah spichem. That's not the kunz. The kunz is on the tipa. On the tipa also, it's that. That's how much it's worth. Okay, so we're going through the parasha. It says the different nasiim. It's interesting. The nasi of Shimon is Shlumiel. Then to Shabbat, I still brought down. It's foreign. From a Kadmoy, Shlumiel. There's a sprach. We call the person who doesn't have mazel. There's a Shlumiel. There's a Shlumiel and a Shlumazel. One of them spills the coffee. The other one has the coffee spilled on him. I think. But the Shlumiel, he doesn't have mazel. He says, "Yeah, who's Shlumiel ben Tzurishadai? It's Zimri, Nasi Shimon." The Medrash says 12 Nisim happened when Pinchas killed him. So many things could have went wrong. That means he really didn't have mazel. That's a Shlumiel. That's the Shlumiel. Also, they say that he was the Nasi of Shimon, and Shimon, the Shevet of Shimon, Yidua, were Aniyim. They didn't have mazel. That's Shlumiel. I still put that. Hakoponim, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu says to count the Yidden, Kol Zachar Legul Geloisam. Kesedra, it says you should count them Legul Geloisam. So I saw an interesting pshat. Over here, he's counting them Ben Esrim, so he's counting them Legul Geloisam. But later, when he's counting the Levium from the age of 30 days, it doesn't say Legul Geloisam, because the Gemara says in Menachis that there's such a thing as a two-headed person. And this two-headed person, B'cholefin, is still only one person. He has two heads. So you can't count it Legul Geloisam, because you'll count two heads, and it's really not, it's not two. But the Gemara says that it's a treif, it doesn't last. So by Levi, when you're counting them from 30 days old, you can't say Legul Geloisam. You have to reckon in the two-headed ones also. But when it's counting from Ben Esrim Shana, then we're only left with the one-headed ones. That's the only ones that are left. So then it's able to say that you're able to count it Legul Geloisam. It's interesting that the Seder of the Shvatim in Perek Aleph, a few people came to ask me, they didn't have the Seder at Dvarim. We know that in Perek Beis, in the Seder of the Degolim, it's going to be Yehuda, Yisachar Zvulun, that's one Degel. Yehuda is the Rosh HaDegel together with Yisachar Zvulun. Then there's Reuven, Shimon, God. And then Ephraim and Asher ben Yamin, Don Naftali Asher. But the Rosh HaDegolim were Yehuda, Reuven, Menashe, and Don. Over here, we don't start with Yehuda. We start with Reuven. Yes, but it's Reuven, Shimon, God. It's the Seder of the Degolim, just it was marked in Reuven to Yehuda. This is Pshat and why, but it's not for the tourists of Adam to realize that. Now, there's a very interesting briskerov, Pshat, in the Pasuk. After it says the Tzur of how the Klal Yisrael was Choyne, it says, there's two Pasukim, one after the other, Pasuk Nun and Pasuk Nalaf again, that Bnei Yisrael were Choyne, and the Levim were Saviv L'Mishkan Eidus, meaning you have the Mishkan, the Levim were Saviv L'Mishkan, and then Saviv them was the Bnei Yisrael. And the Pasuk, it repeats it twice. The Briskerov says, a Brisker Malach, he says there's two dinim here. There's one din, Al Shmiras Mikdash. We know that even L'Osid, in the Zman of Beis HaMikdash, the Levim had a Mishmeret, that they were the ones that were Shomri HaMikdash. There were 24 places where the Levim used to be in the Beis HaMikdash as Shomrim. That was one of their Tafkidim, to be Shoyarim and Shomrim in the Mikdash. So as such, who had been in the Mishkan Sheba Midbar, the Levim were Shomrim. And that's one Pasuk, that they were there, Saviv LaMishkan, Midin Shomrim. Now there's another din. We know the Ragimel Machanois. There's Machane Yisrael, Machane Leviyah, Machane Shechina. In the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Harabais, is Machane Leviyah. There's Yerushalayim, which is Machane Shechina. There's the Azorah itself. Parallel to that, in Mishkan, there was also Gimel Machanos. There's the Parash of Shiluach Machanos. A Metzoyer is Nishtalach, all three Machanos. A Zov, only two Machanos. If you're not a Zov anymore, and you were Metaher in a Mayon, that you're not a Zov, so then you're only Tmei Meis, Bizman Azeh, then you're allowed to go into Machane Leviyah, which is the Harabais, only not into the Azorah. You have to know where that is. But in Mishkan, before the Mikdash, the Machane Leviyah was where the Levim lived. Now there's a Pelot that goes off, Frekta Meshe Chochma. A Zov and a Balkeri can't go into Machane Leviyah. You're not allowed to go into Harabais. That's why you have to be Choshesh, you're a Zov Godo. So if you do want to go into Harabais, be Toivel in a Mayan on the Tzad, that you're a Zov Godol. It's not even helping a mikvah. Zov Godol, that sort of Gimel Reis, needs to be toivel in a Mayan. Zova doesn't. There is a Shverer Rashi in Shabbos that a Zova also has to be toivel in a Mayan. The Oilam is not Noig. The Oilam is Noig to be toivel in a mikvah. They're not choshes for this Rashi. It's a Shuvah, because I'm sorry about it. But Zov Godol, Avad has to be toivel in a Mayan. It's a Pasuk. The Levium, though, the Machane Leviyah is where the Levium lived. Frek the Meshechokim. So it's a Pella. How could you tell me that Machane Leviyah is where the Levium lived? a machna leviyah, you're not allowed to have a balkeri. That's where they lived. That's where they were with their wives. So he says, it must be that in machna leviyah, in the Mishkan, there was two sections. There was the more inner section where that was taka kedushas machna leviyah. But then there was the outer part where they lived with their families. There, that didn't have kedushas machna leviyah. Fretzach amor de kekasha. The Gemara's makar that a tumas meis, nowadays we're all tumas meis, we don't have part of the one, that a tumas meis is allowed to go into machna leviyah. Tumas meis is only not allowed to go into machna shkina. The Gemara's raya is because Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a Levi, took atzmas Yosef imay, which is meis, and he took it into his machna. How can he do that? Must be because machna leviyah, you're allowed to bring a tumas meis. The pella is, if machna leviyah gufa has two levels, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu brings in atzmas Yosef only into the lower end of machna leviyah, where Bali Keri anyways are allowed to be. So you could say, apostateris, Moshe Rabbeinu was parash meishtai. Moshe Rabbeinu, avada, where he was choyne, was the hecher of machna leviyah. And though he put atzmas Yosef there, that's a raya, that it's not a problem. Now, if Perek Aleph of Parshas Bamidbar, going through the Mispar B'nai Yisrael, is showing the chashivas of every yachid, l'chayra parallel to that, Perek Beis, is the Degolim, is showing the unique and special chashivas of every shevet. It's not just everyone is the same. There's a yechidus. I saw a lashon of Rav Volbin. He writes in Ali Shor. He says, "Kol echad im chad pa'amiyuto." Now that's interesting because in modern Hebrew, chad pa'ami. I mean, nowadays it's already expensive with the Rav Lieberman over here. But chad pa'ami is means
disposable.
But Rav Volbin is using the shprach chad pa'ami. As a chashivas, it's a one-time thing. Kol echad ve'echad im tchunoisav v'chad pa'amiyuto. His once-in-a-lifetime being. Everyone is a chad pa'ami. That's the sprach he used way back then. When interesting sprach. But there's chad pa'ami in yechidim, that's perak aleph. And then there's chad pa'ami in the degolim. Now, in the degolim, there's the chashivas of every shaver. And as we spoke out, the seder of the degolim, as we said, is first is the machin of Yehuda. In the Degolim, we talk of the Yehuda. First, it's Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Reuven, Shimon, Gad, Ephraim, Menashe, Binyamin, Dan, Asher, Naphtali. Now, this is a very complex issue, but just mamash just the headline on it. We know that the Torah in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh says that every shevet is keneged a different chodesh of the year. He explains it's in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Simon Tov Yitzayin, he brings it from his brother Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Rabbi Yaakov Balaturim brings from his brother Rabbeinu Yehuda that says that every that the Avos Avram is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, Yaakov is Sukkos, and then the 12 Chadashim, Rosh Chodesh, the Chodesh, is connected to Yud Beis Shvatim. Doesn't say clear which Shevet is Shaykh to wear. There are Kamashitas in them. The standard Shita is that it works Al Seder the Degolim, and it starts with Nisan. Nisan is Yehuda, and then follow the system. Iyar is Yisachar, Sivan is Vulin, Tamuz is Ruvain. That's one system. It's Keseder Degolim, starting with Nisan. But not everyone learns like that. There's another mahalach that it's Seder Leidosom, that you do Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Bechal, you bring Levi in, you don't do Ephraim, Menashe. There's another pshat that does Seder Leidosom, but it starts from Tishrei, not from Nisan. Then there's a pshat of the Golem, starting from Tishrei. We have four options. There actually are more, and somehow Adar, every Shevet can somehow be Adar. I don't know, they always work it out for the Purim Tires, but serious Purim Tires. But as the standard, if you want to work out this Indian, the options are, it's a mahalach, it's not Rizal, and it's an Ibishitz, and the Marash. What?
Adar's Yosef.
Avad, that's why there's two of them. Not Shinafra.
Yeah,
Avad, I don't know. I have Adar as Naphtali according to the Degolim. Binyamin if you do Seder Leidosam. And Zvulun if you do Seder Leidosam starting from the Tishrei. Just for the record. But you have to know how it works out. But I'm just giving you basics. You could either do Degolim and start with Nisan, or you could do Degolim start with Tishrei. You could do Leidosam. There are various details. Again, mamish marim mokamani l'cha, just a tsura of the headline of this inyan. Now, the Torah describes, very interesting, Vaitar, sticker from Brisker Rav over here, v'nosa oyel moed, the Torah describes how the Yidden traveled. And it says, first the degel of Yehuda would travel, Yisachar Zvulun. Then Reuven, and then it says after Reuven, after the two, six shvatim already, then the oyel moed would be traveling. Factory showing them the Ramban. They all ask. It's Pashat. If you look at the Seder Hamach HaNisiyosam in Pashas Baloyscha, it's Mefurish in the Psukim that right away after Yehuda one Degel Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun, Merari and Gershon already traveled. Then Ruvein Shimon God, and then Kahos. So how come over here it says only after Kahos? It says the Oyel Moed went. So many of the Rishonim say it's Lav Davke. They were split as such. The Briskov says a Moira to Gezach. He says, as far as traveling, we know what the Pesukim say in Parshas Baloischa. First was Yehudi Yisachar Zvulun, Gershon Merari, Reuven Shimon God, Kahos, and then Vechule. What it says over here, that after Reuven Shimon God, V'nosa Oyhal Moyed, it's referring to Kahos, because Kahos were Noise Ha'oroin. And over here, the Pesuk is not describing how they traveled. It wants to know where the Machanos are. Or even when they were traveling, there was Machanos. A Balkeri would be allowed a Drezich with the Gershon Merari Nix as they were traveling. Because that's not where the Machan Aleviya was. Because the Machan Aleviya is where the Oroin is. And when there's a split, and Gershon and Merari is traveling separately, and Kahos is traveling separately, as it says, the Oyhel Moyed is where Kahos is. Because always, Machan Aleviya is only where the Oroin is. And that's why it could be in Shiloh in those few years when there was no Oroin, could be it didn't have Kedushas Machan Aleviya. And you'll ask from the second Beis HaMikdosh, second Beis HaMikdash, the Oron was Nignaz ben Koimoi, so it is Mokoim Ha'Oron. It's a Machlokes, it's Rishonim, but we'll go like that, Shita. And that's the Mahalachi boys, that we're not Hamming Mitzad, the Tzura of the Chanoyo, we're Hamming Mitzad, the Tzura of Machanois. The Machan of Kahos is Avada where the Oron is, and the Oron is Avada by Kahos. The Parsha ends, V'loyavoyu lirois kevales akoydesh v'mesu, and I saw that many ask, it's not Gishmak that the Parsha should end with the word v'mesu. So a simple teretz is that it's v'loy v'loy v'mesu. No, it's a shtickel ha'ara. Another thought I once had, you know, the end of the parsha by Shvi, it says nosa yisroish b'nei kahos, and then the beginning of the next parsha is nosa yisroish b'nei gershon. Maybe parsha's nosa is already supposed to start way back 20 pesukim earlier by nosa yisroish b'nei kahos. It's b'chalal l'shaila. Why did we split kahos from gershon? That's what we'll talk about next week. But it's not pashut why the parsha ends like this. But the parsha does end with this lav. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Hagoyneid es akasva, v'hamakalu b'koisim v'haboy l'ramis kanoim poigimboy. One of the things of kanoim poigimboy is if someone steals a kli hamikdash. Now, why is it not in the minyan? It's Moshe Rishonim say it's an asmachta, but they bring that there is a lav d'oraisa. You're not allowed to look v'loyavoyu lirois. You're not allowed to look at the kli hamishkan. Which ones? Rashi says mefurish. Lav davka the Oren, any of the Klei HaMishkan, you're not allowed to look. And the Ramban and the Ben Ezra says, no, it's only you're not allowed to look at the Oren. And the Shaila is, what, you're not allowed to look at the other Klei HaMishkan? So the Mice is like this. There's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Dalet, that there was once a Kohen in the second base of English that noticed that one of the Balatot, one of the Avonim of the Ritzpah was Mishunah Mechavriteha, and he played around with it, and he took a peek, and he saw the Oren, and he died on the spot. And the Gemara said, Biyadua Shasham Nignaz HaOren, because he saw the Oren. And by seeing the Oren, you could die. Now, why is it that when they saw the other Kalim, they didn't die? So the Taich is, you're not allowed to see a Kli HaMishkan that has a din to be covered. Oroin always has a din to be mechusel. The Peroiches, the Gemara says in Sukkah, besides being a Mavdil, was also a Mechase. So the Oroin has a din to be mechusel. The other Kli HaMishkan have a din to be mechusel. When? B'shas Masois. There's a whole Seder Advarim. You cover them with a special Begin. The other Kalim also, B'shas Masois, have a din to make sure when they have a din to be covered, you're not allowed to see them. So Oren is always like that. Oren, even later, when that Kayan died, it's because it was a din to be nignaz. So it's a din gnizer. Now let a look. Whenever there's a din, you're not allowed to look, it applies the lav of a layavoy liris kavalis akoidish.
It wasn't covered when it was hidden.
When, again?
The Oren wasn't covered when it was nignaz.
Ah, I don't know. What did he see? Did he see the covering?
Get there.
I hear. I don't know. Good Shiloh. The Haftarah says in Parshas Bamidbar, "V'hoya mispar b'nei Yisrael k'choil ayom asher lo yimad v'lo yisofer, v'hoya b'mkoyim asher ye'omer lehem loy amiatem ye'omer lehem b'nei el choy." So I saw there's a Meirut Gevart from the Stipler in Birchas Peretz, his Sefer al Torah. He goes on that Haftarah over here. Parshas Bamidbar has one shtickle on his Parsha. He says in Birchas Peretz, "V'hoya b'mkoyim asher ye'omer lehem loy amiatem ye'omer lehem." He says, "What's b'mokoyim?" He says, one shot is because when a person does tshuva me'ava, zedoinus is nas and schuyas. So from the mokoyim, from the place of loyami at them, from the place where you did the chait, from there will come to hakad achiyas. Because you mahapa, you make a mapecha. We spoke in the beginning of the parasha. You turn a midbar into an oil mayor. But then he says something deeper. He says there's a concept called sheva yipal tzadik v'kom. People have yuridis. And he says, from afapikin you can have aliyas. He says, why did Hashem work out that there's yuridis and aliyas? He says something profound. He says, in gashmias, mishi eshle mona roitzim asayim. The drive will be there. People want. And if he have money, he'll want Masayim, and there will always be a drive and a chukka to grow and expand your gashmis. In Ruchnis, it's not. In Ruchnis, there's no Mishesh, no Masayim, no Masayim. So Be'etzim, everybody in Ruchnis will be on cruise control, and he's going to be happy where he is. What causes the drive in Ruchnis? Because there's Yeridus, and there has to be the anti, the Yerida, and the fight against the Yerida. That's what creates the Aliyah. Bimkoyim! Asher yoyim alehem lo yamiyatem. Dafka, from that place. That's what causes the Aliyah. The Hainu, as by Gashmias, it wouldn't have required that. Because by Gashmias, there's Keseder, the Mishiyesh Lemona, writes a Messiah. By Ruchnis, it's not like that. By Ruchnis, you need Taka, from the Yerida comes the Aliyah. The Derech, Drash, a play on the words even. Umoisha Nigash El Ha Arofel Ashashama Elikim. I heard it's Bederek Drash. Umoisha Nigash El Ha Arofal. From where you fall. From where's the Shtaget from the Arofal? Sham Elikim. Dafka. Where you have it a filah, from there can come, an Aliyah. And the emes is, the Sfarim explained, the Hemshech of the Pasuk is, Ye Amr Lehem B'nei Kael Choy. Kael Choy, it's an Aleph, yeah. Kael Choy is Gematria 49. It's the 49 days of Sfiris Ha'omer. A person can make a total mapecha. Kel Chai is 49. There are 49 letters in the bracha of Chiyas HaMeis and Shmoneh Esrei. The Torah in Hilchos Shmoneh Esrei, Ba'arichas goes how much each one of the brachas has a certain amount of letters and the Ramaz and the Rav. Very Kabbalistic. Mamash Simonim in Torah. Because it's not one Simon. All the Simonim there in Hilchos Shmoneh Esrei. It's a 10, 12 Simon. Birchas Chiyas HaMeis has 49 letters. Kel Chai. Sfiris Ha'omer is a process for a person can go through this process and make a total Chiyas HaMeisim. I saw Bertan Baremes, Kael Chai, he said it's 49, but Kael times Chai, Kael is 31, Chai is 18, 31 times 18 is Gematria. Chiyas HaMeisim, the word Chiyas HaMeisim. A person can make a total Mapecha, and it's interesting, we'll just end, the Parsha ends, the Remes for the Parsha, it says, Kuf Nun Tes Pesukim, Katon. Dafka, a person makes himself Katon, Anova, that can go forgive you your godless, and the other simon, it gives two simonim over here, 159. Another simon is Chilkiyahu. Chilkiyahu is Chelek Hashem Amoy. If a person is taka oivin on being Chelek Hashem Amoy is Gematria Oimer, Gematria Yesh, that from the katnus, a person kataka adraba shtaltsu and make a total mapecha and be in the oil moid and become Chelek Hashem Amoy, we should be Zoycha Bezer Hashem.